Yeah, that was the other side of what's on your Switch, basically.
Oh, really?
So
oh, is that?
So,
oh, that's the flip side.
Yeah. So if we put on, if we put on the B side of what's normally Tom's, you know, Tom, I'm sorry, Patrick.
Uh-huh. No, that's okay.
What's normally Tom's side of the record? This is what we get.
Can impair a driver's response time by 18%.
Ah, I like me better.
There you go. Yeah. So I don't know what was playing, but let's see. There's the,
there you go.
A little Glenn Miller or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we go from Glenn Miller to impaired drivers. So anytime you have a place called the Redneck Yacht Club, you have to figure that the
there's a dichotomy there somewhere.
Well, you have to figure that the goings on there really are for the more cosmopolitan in the community. Mm-hmm. I would think. Especially when it involves a 16-year-old girl with her 1994 Toyota Corolla who was there with her 37-year-old stepfather, because after all, you know, let's do a little father-daughter bonding. There's a concert stage apparently out. This is in Florida. Does it surprise you? Charlotte County, Florida. It's a Fort Myers man arrested after apparently running over this girl's car with his oversized van.
Hmm. Mm.
The van has 5-foot tires on it. Girl said she went mudding with friends, and while at the mud pit, someone said a vehicle got run over. She goes back and realizes it was her car that was crushed, so she called security.
Well, yeah.
Security.
Security says a large crowd gathered, and spectators were urging two large trucks to run over the car. The crowd also shouted, quoting here, "The owner don't care, you can do it." Now, if you hear that from the crowd, I'm thinking that there is some inherently flawed logic in that statement, because the next question out of your mouth should be, is any of you the owner of this car?
And do you care?
And do you really care if I run it over? Security then said a large white camouflaged van with 5-foot wheels showed up, and the crowd again said it was okay to drive over the car.
Was it camouflaged white or white and camouflaged?
It was apparently it's white. I've got a picture here. I don't know where they get white camouflage. Apparently it was a white van painted with camouflage paint. I have a picture of this van. This is fantastic.
Oh, correct.
Van put the front tire on the front of the car, smashed the hood, backed off, went to the other side, put his other tire on the hood, smashing it, went to the center, driving over the entire car, and then did it several more times. Witness told the deputy that it was a 40-year-old man with spiky hair and a white T-shirt. Norman Lee Noling was arrested later on. So, ran over at poor little girl's car. She ain't got her 94 Corolla no more.
No.
Yeah.
Normally, you have to pay $15 for tickets like that.
Yeah, really. I mean, this is like free. I mean, it's like this Sunday. Info.
Mason.
But apparently not.
So, Norman Lee's in the pokey.
Norman Lee. Spending some time behind bars.
Oh, yeah.
No longer part of the Redneck Yacht Club, I take it.
Well, I don't know. That may qualify him for some sort of executive membership.
Oh, maybe so.
The Redneck Yacht Club in Charlotte County, Florida.
Norman has a picture on the wall now.
Oh, don't you know it.
Hello, Brazos Valley, Research Valley, Medical Corridor. We don't care what they call it. We call it home. I'm Kyle Smith, owner of Auto and Home Mobility Solutions. I'm running this advertisement because my wife is tired of people telling her no one knew we were here. Well, we are, and we have been for over 7 years. With over 25 years of experience in the industry, under one roof, we consider ourselves the most knowledgeable in the medical corridor. We are the only state-authorized vehicle modifier for the handicap equipment installations in the Brazos Valley. We not only install wheelchair and scooter lifts, we work hand-in-hand with your local car dealership to ensure you get your rebates and state taxes off of any new or used car bought. Before you're thinking of getting a gas-guzzling wheelchair van, come see us. We can put anyone in any car, SUV, or truck, so call us at 979-589-2005 or come by and see us on Highway 21 just outside the city limits of Wixon Valley, Texas. You can also visit us at yourmobilitysolutions.com.
620 News Talk 1620 WTAW.
It is February the 28th.
Yeah.
Normally, we'd be giving you both the 28th and the 29th birthdays, but we got a leap day
That's
tomorrow.
That's right.
Own day tomorrow. How about that? So today's birthdays, Charles Durning, the old actor, turns 89. Where did I get 38?
I'm not sure.
89 years old today.
He is a World War II veteran.
He is a World War II veteran.
And you would definitely know him if you saw him. He was the governor in the best little Hoover house in Texas.
That's right. Sang that song in the Capitol building. Got a Got to dance a little sidestep. Yeah,
exactly.
Remember that one? Yeah. 89 years old. Actor Gavin McLeod from Mary Tyler Moore Show and Love Boat.
Yeah, Captain Stooping.
That's right. He's Captain Stooping in the Love Boat, and he was Murr in Mary Tyler Moore Show. He's 81 years old. Actor, director, dancer Tommy Toon turned 73.
Is he from Texas?
You know, I don't know.
If like only there were a way we could find out.
Yeah, that Wikipedia.
Tommy.
Yeah. Tommy Toon.
Not Tommy Tuberville. I don't want that.
That'd be not him. Or Turbyville. Tommy Toon, 73.
Yep. Wichita Falls, Texas.
There you go.
So there you are.
How about that? Wichita Falls, Texas. And then the next birthday is singer Joe South. Not Dave South, who's from Wichita Falls, Texas.
That's a bit of a stretch, but you did all right with it.
Yeah, singer Joe South is 72. Actor Frank Bonner from WKRP in Cincinnati is 70 years old today. Actress Bernadette Peters, she can also sing a tune, too. She's 64. Actress Mercedes Rule is 64 years old. Comedian Gilbert Gottfried, who got fired. He got fired as the duck, right?
Right.
Because he was inappropriate. Of some
it was one of his Twitter comments. So
that's right. Yeah, there you go.
Something he tweeted.
He did. Yeah, John Turturro, the actor, turns 55 years old.
Maybe one of the most underrated actors in Hollywood.
Indeed,
I mean, this guy is extremely talented.
Everything he does is good. And is this Stifler, Robert Sean Leonard?
No, that's Robert Sean Patrick or something like that. This is Wilson from House. Dr. Wilson from House.
You're right. There you go. He's 43 years old today. And singer Pat Monahan from Train. I really like Train. I got some of that on my iPod.
Yeah, good band.
Yeah, he's 43 years old today. And that's all I got.
Mario Andretti, he's raced a car, too, in his time.
Yeah, there he is, 72.
He's 72 today. Allie Larder, she's an actress. You may have seen her. She's 36. And Jason Aldean, pretty much one of the hot acts in country music right now. He's 35. It's 623.